Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. A group of abortion access advocates are asking the Natrona County District Court to block the Human Heartbeat Act. The law went into effect on Monday and bans most abortions at 6 weeks. Janine Forsyth is the executive director of the pro-choice group Chelsea's Fund, one of the plaintiffs in the case. She says the 6-week ban will make medical providers leave the state.
It's affecting reproductive health care access generally for parents and children, which is really unfortunate.
Forsyth and others are asking a retired Natrona County judge to add this law to an ongoing case over other abortion-related laws. Speaker of the House Chip Nyman says he's not surprised the law sparked legal action, but that he thinks the legislature is in a good spot. This comes after the Wyoming Supreme Court struck down previous abortion bans as unconstitutional in January. Governor Mark Gordon will allow a major school funding bill to become law without his signature. The bill will boost teacher pay across the state, but it also includes other provisions that have worried education advocates and sent the bill on a rocky journey through the legislature. In a letter explaining his decision not to sign, Gordon said the bill lacks vision, but he said he won't stop the bill with a veto so that teachers can get raises. Gordon also took aim at the bill's instructional silo. That's a provision that restricts classroom-specific funds from being spent elsewhere, like for buses or school lunches. The governor said school districts need more flexibility so they're not put in a tight spot if disaster strikes and they need to, for example, repair a roof. The legislative committee behind the bill plans to dig into school funding even more ahead of next year's session. They'll aim to address school safety, nutrition, and more. A pair of bills signed into law last week aimed to build out a more comprehensive system of literacy education across Wyoming's public schools. They mandate evidence-based practices, require regular screenings for dyslexia, and provide for a dedicated literacy professional to oversee statewide compliance. The legislation was the latest accomplishment of an ongoing push for improved literacy standards. That push has been spearheaded by State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Megan Degenfelder, who spoke at the bill signing.
I think that today the signal is that Wyoming is not going to let a single child fall through the cracks, and we are not going to fall behind when it comes to ensuring that our children can read at grade level.
The bill defines evidence-based strategies as those that conform to expert consensus on the science of reading. Degenfelder's office will be in charge of defining and updating what that means for Wyoming schools. Studies show hand-counting ballots is less secure and less accurate than counting ballots using machines. But Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports a new state law requires county clerks to audit some ballots by hand anyway.
County clerks will need to audit, by hand, about 5% of all the ballots cast in their county during this year's election only. The law functions as a way to prove to Wyomingites that election machines in the state are safe, says Fremont County Clerk Julie Freese.
We as clerks have done research about proving that our machines do work the way they're supposed to, since there's concerns about that.
During that research, one county clerk in Utah who audits ballots by hand told Wyoming's county clerks that counting ballots that way can increase trust in elections. A state senator later came to clerks with the idea for the current law. It comes as doubts about election integrity have increased following false claims that the 2020 general election was stolen from President Trump. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chris Clements in Laramie.
Governor Mark Gordon signed 24 more bills into law and vetoed two others yesterday. One veto was over a bill to add a civil penalty against state law enforcement agencies if they participate in federal enforcement that infringes on Second Amendment rights. County sheriffs and the acting director of ICE said it would hamstring Wyoming's cooperation with the feds over things like firearms trafficking, cross-border smuggling, and terrorist cartel-linked straw purchases. Among the new laws, Wyomingites can carry concealed firearms at the age of 18, down from 21. And the state will also have its first professional wildfire fighting teams. Lawmakers will convene today to potentially override some of the governor's vetoes. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright visited Colorado on Monday to address high gas prices due to the war in Iran. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Ishan Takur has more.
During a tour of a natural gas plant in Colorado, Wright said the U.S. is considering, quote, coordinated releases of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The SPR sits on the Gulf Coast and currently holds more than 400 million barrels of oil. The war in Iran is choking global oil supplies. A coordinated release from countries like the U.S., France, Canada, and more could help stabilize prices. Here's Wright.
But we do have our gasoline and our diesel and our jet fuel prices up. That hurts American citizens, consumers. We are doing everything we can to alleviate that.
The average gas price in the U.S. has already jumped about 50 cents in a week, according to AAA. No decision has been made yet about a release.
That's Ishan Takur for the Mountain West News Bureau. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The Rollins Outlaws boys wrestling team recently had their best state tournament finish in 27 years. The Rollins Times reports the team took fourth in the 3A championships, with junior Hudson Baker claiming the 120-pound title. This was his second state crown and came just after winning the 3A East regional title for the third year in a row. The Sheridan Nordic Ski Team had their best showing in the state championship in their program history. The Sheridan Press reports the Bronx put three boys and two girls in the top 10 at the 4A competition. The boys took the state title, and two boys and two girls each earned all-state recognition for the first time for the team. Kaylee Alec also won her second straight state win in the 5K freestyle race. A Douglas freshman has broken his own school record again. You probably remember Nick Harvey, who's broken swimming records several times this year. The Douglas Budget reports Harvey did it again at the 3A state championships. He swam the 100-meter freestyle in 49.93 seconds, good for 0.27 seconds faster than his last record. The team came in seventh overall, which was its best finish in almost a decade. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many elk are estimated to depend on feeding grounds in Wyoming? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, are self-driving vehicles legal in Wyoming? Technically, they are. That's largely because the state really hasn't taken any action on the subject. In Wyoming, they are not explicitly regulated. Driver or none, though, all vehicles are subject to state traffic laws. But who gets the ticket? Congratulations to John Robinson, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palke, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day, and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.